Hello everyone, welcome back. Today I want to talk about truth. What is the truth? What does the truth really mean? There are people that will say, I like to hear the truth. But then when they do, they're not able to handle it. I believe that no one likes to be lied to. But the truth, sometimes it's not easy to tell the truth for many people. And they probably don't. Well, they probably won't tell you the truth because they're afraid of your reaction. Would have caused the separation. Will you end up hating that person? There is so much damage that can be done by telling the truth. But I also feel that the truth is about setting yourself free. You know, we all exaggerate as it is. Sometimes we even pretend. But telling the truth, it's something that is bigger than anything. And then sometimes we just want to be nosy and curious. And then we end up not handling the truth very well. A husband tells a wife that he made a mistake. And the wife tells him, what mistake? And he says, I committed adultery. As she hears it, she doesn't react very well. Or a wife tells a husband, I committed adultery. And the husband also doesn't react very well. But they are those that would make you feel guilty that they're the one who committed the wrong. But they would throw it at you by saying, well, it's because you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't give me this, you didn't give me that. And there are others that just take the responsibility for their mistakes. They did it because they were curious, they did it because they wanted to, they did it because they had a need to. You see, my thing is this. When you do something that is not right, you need to own it. And don't make the other person feel that they did something wrong and that's why you did what you did. That's unacceptable. Because it wasn't about the other person, it was about you. And if you wasn't happy where you were, then doing something that's wrong doesn't make it any better neither. It just makes it worse. But everybody wants to blame someone and no one wants to take responsibility. And that's not right. We do things because we choose to do them, right or wrong. We did that because that's what we wanted to do. So take the responsibility because it is the truth. And when you know you did something wrong, admit to it that it was your mistake and that you did you did it, and that that person had nothing to do with it. Because when you try to use someone else, you're being a coward. And we have to acknowledge our mistakes. And telling the truth, is it easy? No. It's not. But after a while, it becomes part of your life. And yes, you're going to meet people that cannot deal with the truth. But that's not your problem. That's something that they have to work on their own. That's something they have to check on themselves and say, why don't I allow to hear the truth? Why? And that's something they have to figure out. But when you tell the truth, then it's your truth. It doesn't mean that the person has to accept your truth. They also have the right to feel the way they do. And they also have the right to say what they feel is their truth. But when you're dealing with the truth, only two things can happen. It would make your relationship even better. Or make your relationship sour. But then you have to look at it as, is this a true relationship? Is it about love, or is it about pride and ego? You see, what we don't realize is that when we get married to each other, the individuals bring in their marriage their baggage, things that they have not fixed on their own, things that they have not allowed themselves to grow and learn. So when they bring it into their marriage, it brings a lot of conflict. And that's when the marriage goes down. Because hearing the truth can break a marriage. But then when you lie, your marriage is built in a lie. Everything you do from then on is a lie. If two people know the meaning of love and they made a mistake and they're willing to work on it with the truth, then that marriage has an opportunity to work. And I'm not saying that you tell the truth and then you go do the same mistake. One of the things I tell my students in anything in life, you stop at 3. You don't wait for 4. You stop at 3. The first time, you can forgive. Not forgive, but you can probably understand or kind of let it go. The second time, you wonder. Well, let me put it this way. The first time, you give benefit of the doubt. The second time, you say, I got to question it. If they do it the third time, to me, giving you benefit of the doubt or questioning serves no purpose by the third. And that's when you have to make your decision and make your truth happen. But the first time is always benefit of the doubt. It is. And I'm not just talking about adultery. I'm talking about anything that you make mistakes in your marriage that is kind of crucial. So when you allow yourself to to tell the truth, you live better. Now, if you live with a person that doesn't like to hear the truth, then that's a different story. But it still doesn't mean you can't tell the truth. You see, we have no control of how other people feel, how other people see things. We don't. You know, one of the things I've always told my students is this. I'd rather be disliked for the truth than be disliked for a lie. Because if you're not going to like me, then like me for the truth, not for a lie. And I believe in that. We can't stop people from gossiping because they have no life. And some might gossip the truth and some might gossip the lie, but we have no time for that. The only thing we have time for is our truth. And what is our truth? What is your truth? And everybody feels that you have to have everybody else's truth. But I teach my students that I have my truth. That's my truth. You cannot use my truth because it's mine. I've earned it. You need to learn how to build up your truth by getting to know who and what you are, by understanding yourself, by accepting your failures and embracing your success. It's about looking in the mirror and knowing what that person in the mirror means to you. And if you mean a lot to yourself and you like who you are or who you become, then there is no reason ever to lie at all. To be ashamed of our mistakes is not right neither. We made them. But out of the mistakes that we made, whether it was intentional or not, it was a mistake. And hopefully, because of those mistakes, you learned your lessons. The worst thing is that you make them and you don't know your lessons. Sometimes we can't prevent making a mistake. Sometimes our heart takes over, our brain takes over. It's always easy to criticize someone. How could you? Why did you? But we're never in those circumstances. And I'm not condemning these mistakes. I'm just saying that we all have baggage. We all feel that we have to prove something within ourselves. Or we feel insecure, we don't feel worthy of ourselves. We don't have self-worth, low esteem. And when you carry these things, you will make mistakes. Because you feel that you need to prove to yourself that you're not these things. And instead of learning about these things and embracing it and building up what you need to build up within yourself, we don't do that. You think that the answers are out there in the world. And when you find within yourself that those answers are not out there, that they're inside of you, then that's when your truth begins. We think that we need everything in that world to make us feel a certain way, and we don't. If I need love, and I go out there and get love, I feel that for me to know how to feel love is someone giving it to me, when in reality, I should learn how to give it to myself. Because the first person that I need to be truthful to is me. And if I can be honest with myself, completely honest, rip myself apart and build myself up from nothing, then I know that I can be honest with anybody out there. And like I said, not everybody's going to accept it. But at the same time, I believe that it's how you communicate your honesty. Because there's people that can be reckless with their words. And telling the truth comes with gentleness, compassionate. And some people don't know how to tell the truth. You know, it's like you have a full glass of water, and then accidentally it tips, and all the water comes out. And then it's empty. And then you wonder, what happens next? Do I fill the cup with water again? Or do I leave it empty? And not knowing what you need to do, you feel an anxiety. You find yourself feeling stressed out. But that's what the truth is about. Emptying that cup of water. Because once you let the truth out, the cup is empty. And now you have a choice to fill that empty cup with water, but little by little. Meaning that as you're filling that cup with water again, you're filling it up with honesty, with good thoughts, good memories. And that's what the truth gets you. When we lie, that cup of water will stay there, full. And the more you put water on that cup, it spills. And as much as it spills, that's how your life is going to be, because it has been filled with lies. Whereas you empty that cup and you fill it up again little by little, and it's full to the top and it starts spilling, then that means you are spreading the truth and it's becoming more powerful. And you're learning to respect yourself as a person and as a human being. And I'd rather have that cup than have the cup that is full, filled out of lies. That's not the life that I want. That the light keeps spreading as the cup is spilling. I don't want to live that life. I want to live the life of the cup that tells the truth and spreads the truth. But I want you to understand this also. It's how you spread the truth that matters. And when you spread the truth, you find yourself easier with yourself, relaxed. No stress because you have nothing to hide. What is there to hide? What are you running from when you're hiding? What is it that you're afraid of? Of getting caught. But sooner or later, you all get caught with the lie. Then what happens then? What do? You lie on top of a lie. You make things worse. And then you can't go back. Because you built up that glass with so much lie that there's no turning back, but going forward. And some of you might be great in telling the lies, because I've seen people that lie. And I got to give them credit. They're good. They really are. And there's people that don't know how to lie. But the people that don't know how to lie, at least they get caught quickly than the person that knows how to lie and doesn't get caught quick. What a waste of time. It is a waste of time. You know, the people in this world, the leaders of these worlds, that's all they've done and continue to do, to lie. They make you believe in things that are not even true because they make up things. They can take a human being from anywhere and convince you that this human being is trash. That's how much power they have. No one wants to see the truth, and no one wants to accept the truth. And when it comes to that, we close our eyes because it's too much work to see and accept the truth. And it really is. Where the lie, it's so easy. It is what it is. And no one wants to see the truth. You fool yourself in situations. And when you fool yourself in situations, in different situations, you're just lying to yourself. Can people exaggerate? Absolutely. But it's nothing as telling a lie. I know sometimes I'll tell a story and I might add a little more. But it's a story. It's not the truth. It's a big difference. Children, they know how to tell the truth. And they don't think by them telling the truth if it's going to bother you or not. They are going to tell you how they feel, how they see things. Because they're innocent. And out of their innocence, they believe by telling the truth is the right thing. And that's something that is not really born. I mean, that's something that you are not teaching. Or that's something that you gave to them. That's something that they came with. To tell it as it is. And yet we have difficulties when it comes to that. I remember when I had my daughter, and I think she was like 3 or 4 years old, and we were in the bus. And she looked at this woman, and she told the woman, "Why are you so dark?" And I was so embarrassed. And I looked at my daughter, and I said, "You don't say that." And the woman was so understanding that she told my daughter, "The reason I'm dark is because I come from a country that a lot of people like me are dark." And then my daughter reached out to her, and she wanted the woman to carry her, and I gave my daughter to the woman. And the woman said to my daughter, "You're such a smart little girl." And my daughter says, "Well, I like that you're dark." And we started to laugh. And I apologized to the woman, and she says, "Don't apologize." She was being honest. And at no time did I get offense to, I took offense to it. She wasn't being racist. She was being honest. And she said goodbye to us, and she left. And I realized that what she said was the truth. My daughter wasn't being racist. She was just being honest. Because it's not something I taught her. It's something that came out of her mouth. And I realize always, I realize that children are very honest. Children will call it as it is. No more, no less. And obviously they don't mean harm. You know, and obviously as little children, they're not racist. They become racist as time goes on when you have a parent drilling that kid. But these children who are 1 or 2 or 3 are innocent. And I love their innocence and I love their truthfulness. Because it's so beautiful. And I learned that about them. And can children embarrass other people? Absolutely. But they're not doing it intentionally. They're being who they are. And we're the ones that tell them that's not nice to say. So in other words, we're stopping them from telling the truth. When I tell my children when they would do that, I say, what you said is the truth, but you have to learn how to say it with compassion. Because I don't want them to grow up not telling the truth. I want them to be free to tell the truth, but knowing how to tell the truth, but not trying to offend the other human being. Because if you tell the truth in a very nasty, negative way, that's not acceptable either. Then you're being cruel and selfish and inconsiderate. But the truth, it's a good thing. And many of you might say, I am not going to get caught in that. Because I know that if I tell the truth, I would never stop hearing from it. They're going to use that against me. They might feel uncomfortable, or they just might not be bothered with me anymore. And yes, those are the chances you have to take. Because then what is it that you think about yourself? What's your worth within yourself? And yes, you need to take responsibility for doing what you did. If it's hurting another human being, you need to take that responsibility. And you put yourself in that situation because you didn't think before you did. And that's another thing human beings have. You don't think before you do. You go with the heart, you go with the brain. You go at the moment because you're upset and angry, and you make your mistake. So you have to own up to it and take responsibility and stop trying to use the other person to make them feel bad so you can feel better. That's not right neither. We're not here to use and abuse. And you have no right to do that to another human being. So yes, are you taking a chance when you're telling the truth? Absolutely. But I'd rather have my cup empty than being full and spilling. I'm sorry. It is what it is. You carry your truth inside of you already. But you just don't want to see it or accept it or embrace it. Because it's always easy to look at others. But the people that are you looking at has the same confliction that you do. Not knowing if they should tell the truth. So everybody feels they have to hide it. But then when the time comes and they find out, they're going to feel that you made a fool out of them because it's taking them this long to find out. And that's, to me, even worse because no human likes to feel that they've been taken advantage of. So it's better to tell the truth from the beginning. So no one can use your force and say and use it against you. Because people will. If you lie to this person and this other person knows you have, this person already has a weapon to use on you. And why would you allow that? Why would you allow somebody to have a weapon on you? I can't deal with those kind of people neither. So it's better for you to become free, that no one has control over you in any form of way. But again, like anything else, that is also your choice. You have the power to go either way. But the truth is important. Whether you realize it or not, whether you accept it, whether you can't deal with it, that's not the problem. It really isn't. And when people tell you the truth, again, it's not for you to use it against them or to remind them of their mistakes. Believe me, they know. Believe me, they remember. They will remember, and they know because they told you the truth. And if they lie, they won't think twice about it. So when you throw the truth on someone after they were honest with you, then you're not helping the situation either. And if that person took a chance to tell you the truth, then accept that person and respect that person for telling you the truth. Not to use it against them when you're angry or upset or things doesn't go your way. Then you're being the childish. You're being the coward. Because now you feel you have a weapon to punish this person. And it's not up to you to punish that person. Because that person punishes it's himself or herself enough. So you're not judge and jury to make that kind of decision. You're not. And I also feel that if the marriage doesn't work out because of the truth, then there was never really that love, that understanding, that compassion. Then it was built on pride and ego. And yes, the truth hurts a lot. And you end up crying, being angry with the spouse who made the mistakes. But then you have to find your outlet. You have to find how to let go of that anger. And one of the ways is to confront him or her and sit down as two adults and express how you feel. That's the way it should be. And once you can express what you feel, it doesn't mean that it's just going to go away like that. Absolutely not. It's not. But you're the one that has to work through it. Just like he or her took the time to work through all what they had to go through before they told you the truth. People, you can't have your cake and eat it, man. You really can't. You can't expect somebody to tell you the truth and then you're going to treat them like garbage and throw it in their face. That's not right neither. It really is. It really isn't. I mean, and if somebody lied to you, oh my goodness, that's like, why did you lie? You didn't have to lie. You know, why did you go there? So it's like, either you accept the truth or you don't. But there isn't any in between. There's no buts, ifs, and ands. It's either yes or no. That's it. It's simple. Humans are the ones that make buts. If and you make those mistakes, do we need space after we hear the truth? Of course. Give me a break. So take the space and let them know you need time. Maybe 2 or 3 days, maybe a day. You need time to think about these things over and make your decision and stick by it. And if one of the decisions is to say, I don't want to be with you, then the person also has to realize that you was never in love with them. All you did was love them. And I'd rather know something earlier than later. Than be with somebody for 18 years, 19 years, and find out that I wasted my time with someone who was not in love with me. And I could have taken those years to find myself and find the person that was going to be in love with me as well as I was. So you see, with all these truths, there's a lot to come up with. And there's a lot to understand. Everyone needs to find themselves so they can find their truth. Everyone does. And I believe that everyone's looking for it too. They just don't know where to look because they think
your answer is out there in the world, when the answer is really inside of you, has been, will continue to be. It's not difficult, we make it difficult. It's not complicated, we make it complicated. Because we don't know how to handle the truth. And we don't know if we can fix the truth. But I believe you could. And I believe that the marriage will be stronger and better for it. And it doesn't mean that the truth is about having an affair. The truth can be about many, many different things. But it's best to set yourself free from the truth. It's better to acknowledge and embrace the truth. Again, the truth will set you free, as it's been said. And it does, and it does. People are so afraid to tell the truth, to be honest. Because it's all about how would they take it, can they handle it? Again, I repeat, they can handle it depending on how you approach the truth. What words do you use to tell the truth? But eventually it will, if you know how to carry yourself and spread the truth. It's not about anger, frustration, or hatred. It's about letting all those negative feelings go by allowing yourself to tell the truth. So you can set yourself free and enjoy that cup that's being filled up little by little with beautiful memories, beautiful thoughts, and beautiful truth. And I don't mean be cynical or be sarcastic or try to be cute when you're telling the truth. That's not what I'm talking about. So let's get it together here, okay? Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Hear what I'm saying. Don't try to take my words and change it around to your benefit. Because it's not going to work at all whatsoever. So I'm letting you know ahead of time. Your truth is your truth. And that's what you need to share, your truth. For everyone has their own truth. Because it is the truth. So don't be afraid to be you. Don't be afraid to stand up. Don't be afraid to tell the truth. Don't. I also wanted to share that I haven't been on for a while. And the reason that I haven't been on for a while, it's because I just came out with my second book. And it's called The Wandering in the Unknown, Volume 1. And I had a book design, a book release. So I've been tending to that. And I'm writing four children's book. And the one that I mentioned, Wandering on the Unknown Value 1, if anybody's interested in, it's in Amazon. And like I said before, I'm writing four books, four children's books, which two of them will be out in November, and the other two will be out in December. So that's why I have not been on for quite a while. It's because I really have been very busy doing what I need to do. So today I felt that it was time to share my lessons with you and hope that these lessons that I share that has helped you to understand yourself better and to see things a little bit different and to allow yourself to open up your truth and share your truth. And that's how I see it, and I hope that it helps you. And anything that I talk about, I do hope that it connects with you one way or the other, and that it has helped you in one way or the other. I just feel that sharing might help someone else. That's all I ask for, nothing more and nothing less. But I want to thank you all for taking the time to always hear what I have to say and supporting me at the same time by taking the time to hear. And if anybody's interested or would like to get to know me better or find out who and what I am, you can go to my website. It's www.GrewEnlightenment.com, and you can check me out there too. And all the information, other information, will be included in my website. So I hope that you enjoy hearing and sharing the things that I do. And again, that it has made some difference in your life, whether a tiny bit or big. But I don't ask for much at all. But I just hope that you get it. And the things that I'm trying to teach, that you're able to learn from it and get it. What is the purpose of all this spirituality? And next time that I do my my recording, I want to share with you what spirituality is all about. Again, it's not about religion, and I think everybody must know or should know by now, I'm not religious. That's not who I am. But what I am is spiritual, and what I believe is about freedom and independence. I feel that every human being should be free to choose their truth, to find their truth, to acknowledge their truth, and fly away with their truth. That's how I see it. So I hope you continue hearing me. And I hope that you have gained something in the things that I have that I have recorded so far. Another thing also, a documentary was done about me, and soon it will be out. We will let everybody know. Another thing that you can do, you can prescribe, so you can get information on what's happening and what's coming up when it comes to me. And if you ever had any questions to ask, please do not hesitate to ask. You can get in contact. You can get in contact with me. Like I said, through my website. And I guess that's kind of it. But in the things that I had to share, that I had to say, this recording might not be as long, but I just wanted to share about truth. And I wanted you to know that, again, I repeat, you are your own truth. You are your own truth. And those are the things that you're going to pass. Your truth, as I have passed my truth within you. Well, thank you again for taking the time to always hearing what I have to say. And I appreciate all of you. I really, really do. And when you take time to hear my broadcast, it shows me that you care about you. And that means the world to me. Just the fact that you care enough about you, that says a lot. And it also means that sooner or later, you're going to be on your own and allow yourself to be free and independent. Learning how to stand on your own and be able to stand on your own. It's about being independent, knowing how to save, knowing more about you, and knowing more about your responsibility. As I say my goodbyes, I say may all of you may be blessed. May all of you have the courage to stand up and write your own book and share your journey with everyone. Because to me, everyone is a writer, just like to me, everybody's an actor or an actress. But thanks again, as I bow to all of you. And I hoped that you'll be able to hear me next week. Thank you. Bye.